Hello, you guys. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich, and today I thought it would be fun, since I haven't in so long, to actually sit down and record an episode that I have written an outline out for. I don't know why I stopped doing this. I think because in the beginning of my whole like podcasting thing, like when I first started the podcast, I was very set on making this like a very heavy, I don't know, like mental health, not like mental health, but like advice oriented type of podcast. And while it still is, because I pretty much give advice in all of my episodes, I feel like in the beginning it was too scripted, I was following an outline too hard, and it just completely like ruined it for me. I started hating like the podcast like three episodes in. I was like, this is too much. Like, I can't do this. This isn't sustainable, because I wasn't enjoying it. And I just knew that I would like love my podcast once I figured out how to do it the right way for me. So basically in the beginning, I was doing research. Like before I planned out an episode, I would do like hours of research either on Google or TikTok, or, you know, seeing different people's perspectives on certain things and like accumulating my best advice and just like writing it all down. And while some of those episodes were really good and very helpful, it just was too much. It was too much planning. So I kind of took a step back and I was like, all right, I'm just going to record podcasts and I'm going to talk through what's going on in my life, and I'm going to give advice when it is applicable. Is that the right word? And, you know, just I'll answer your guys' questions and give advice, like all of that. But I can't do this like heavy scripted thing. Like, that's just not who I am. This podcast is supposed to be me just like talking. So that's what it is. But today's episode is going to be all about the phenomenon, the well-known phrase, if he wanted to, he would. Now, I have so many different directions kind of where I want to cover this phrase and like just dive into it deeper, because I feel like this phrase is thrown around all the time. We hear it constantly. Some of you guys might even be like living your life with this phrase just like imprinted in your brain. And like if a guy, like if you have interest in a guy and they're like not doing whatever you want them to do, you're gonna be like, well, if he wanted to, he would. And then just like use that as just like a blanket to throw on any circumstance to almost excuse this. I don't even know how to put it, but I feel like this phrase can be very harmful because it completely lacks empathy and understanding for where that other person might be at, whether that's emotionally, whether that's financially, whatever's going on. It completely like dismisses any understanding of where that other person is at. And that's why I feel like we need to dive in deeper to this phrase, because I don't think it's talked about enough, and I hear it all the time. And at first I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Like, if he wanted to, he would. Like, men are simple creatures. If he wanted to do something, he would do it. But there is so much more to it. And I guess that's just what we're going to talk about today, because I have been wanting to talk about this for a while, ever since I stumbled across a TikTok about it literally like a year ago. It's been on my mind and it's something that I think about. So welcome to the if he wanted to, would he? Question mark. It's not if he wanted to, he would. It's if he wanted to, would he? You know, we're questioning that statement today. Before we dive into this episode, I want to politely ask all of you beautiful, beautiful, beautiful slayers and players, and I don't fucking know. I want to ask you guys to rate and review the pod if you haven't already, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. A rating and review really, really helps me, and I would really appreciate it. Also, if you're interested in following the TikTok or Instagram for the podcast, it's called Things Could Be Worse Pod. That's the @ for both TikTok and Instagram. So go give me a follow over there if you want, you know, to be involved with this podcast a little bit more. So the first topic that I want to get into, topic number one, is basically where this phrase does apply, where we can look at this and be like, okay, well, if he wanted to, he would. And like the fact that he's not means that he doesn't care about me. He's kind of shitty and, you know, maybe I deserve better, because there is some circumstances where this does make sense. I don't want you guys to be like, oh no, Bailey said that if he wanted to, he would is a lie and we can't ever think of that ever again, because that's not the case. I want to dive into it deeper because there's, you know, there's some depth to it that we aren't fully grasping, I don't think, as a society. Obviously, there are exceptions and there are some things to consider here when talking about this, but generally, when a guy is interested in you, he is going to put in effort. He's going to try and show that he cares because, you know, if he's interested in you and he wants a relationship with you or he wants, you know, to put things further with you, he's going to try that. Like, guys are simple creatures. Like, they don't work like girls. I feel like girls are very always, I don't know, we're always trying to plan ahead of time and like be very calculated with our plans when it comes to like progressing a relationship in some capacity. I don't know if that's just me, but like when I liked my boyfriend for like a year before we like actually admitted to each other that we liked each other, because I was being so calculated and trying to like figure it all out in my own head before I brought it out publicly to him. You know what I mean? But guys are generally super simple. So, you know, if they wanted to text you, they would. If they wanted to call you, they would. If they wanted to FaceTime you, they would. If they wanted to hang out with you, they would. And that's just how it is. There's no if and but when what. It's not like that. Like, stop at the but. Because I feel like a lot of times we're delusional and sometimes we don't use this phrase, if he wanted to, he would. And we're like, okay, but what if he, like, it's a text. If we are talking about simply a text back here or a call back or following through with plans or anything like that, that is the bare minimum. And if he wanted to, he would. You should not have to beg for a text back or a call. Like, that is literally bare minimum. And if a guy cannot simply text you back, immediately out. He's out. He's out of the fucking dilemma here. There's no dilemma, actually, because he doesn't like you if he doesn't have the time to simply send you a text back. That might sound harsh, but the truth is that that's the truth, because a text takes 10 seconds to send, and it's so simple and it's so easy. And if he can't simply do that, then chances are he doesn't care enough to do so. So, like, this is a situation, like, a text back or a call back. These are situations where if he wanted to, he would, can definitely apply. And I truly believe, like, if he wanted to fucking text you, he would text you. If a guy likes you and wants a relationship with you, he is going to put in the effort and show that he cares. However, this might take them a while to realize. You guys might be in this flirty, you know, situationship type of stage where, you know, you guys are really vibing, but then like the texts aren't really coming in. Like, when you guys aren't, like, you know, he's kind of wishy-washy, sending you mixed signals. This doesn't always mean a bad thing, or like just because he's not texting you in this situation, like, he doesn't fucking like you. It can take a while, just like it can for girls, to come to terms with the emotions that you're feeling towards a certain person. Like, it might take him a fucking month or two or three to really realize the emotions that he's feeling for you, because getting into a relationship is so scary. You know, admitting that you like somebody, like, guys have fear of rejection too. I feel like it's this huge thing, like, okay, guys are supposed to make the first move, guys are supposed to ask me out on a date, but like, guys are scared of rejection too. It's not just girls that feel that. So being a guy in this society, like, where I do believe, like, yes, the guy should make the first move, this isn't always the case, but like, generally, like, the guy should make the first move. But why is that? You know what I mean? Because they also are fucking scared of getting rejected, and guys get rejected all the fucking time. So like, if maybe this guy has been rejected in the past, he's gonna be like a little hesitant and take a little bit longer to come to terms with the fact that he does like you. So even though I just said, like, if he wanted to text you, he would, there's so much more that goes into it. Cause it's like, what if this guy is just like, you know, really trying to figure out and like be sure of himself and like his feelings and make sure that he really wants to go through with this, because, you know, relationships are scary, rejection is scary, all of that. So I don't know, it's not enough to write off, like, in the beginning, like, if somebody's sending you mixed signals and like maybe not answering your texts right away, I don't feel like that's enough to completely write off. But if it kind of like lingers on, that's where I'm like, okay, if he wanted to, he would. If you give him like a month or two and he's still that same like wishy-washy mixed signals shit, then it's like, okay, this guy clearly isn't, you know, coming to terms with the fact that he likes me, or maybe he doesn't like me, and that's why he's not doing these things to show he cares or put effort in or try to, you know, progress the relationship that could be here. I don't want to sit here and make it sound like I'm putting excuses out into the world for guys that are just like blatantly shitty. If this guy is like disrespecting you, or like clearly, you know, not respecting your time or your effort or your energy or anything like that, if he is like blatantly just being a shitty guy, and you can make that distinction versus like, you know, maybe he's just on the fence about how he feels and like he needs to come to terms with the fact that he likes you to be able to like put in those next steps, because it is scary. I'm not trying to like excuse bad behavior. Like if he's a shitty guy, he's a shitty guy, and you know deep down if he's a shitty guy. But I'm just saying sometimes it takes him some time, but generally in these small circumstances when it comes to texting and calling and just hanging out in general, if he wanted to, he would. You know what I mean? So that's like very basic level. That's where I think that this situation applies, right? Like that's a text, a call, whatever. But the next thing I want to talk about is something that I saw on TikTok. And this TikTok actually inspired this entire episode. Like I said in the beginning, saw this TikTok like a year ago. And basically it kind of dives deeper into this phenomenon of if he wanted to, he would. And it explains why this isn't always the case, because some people genuinely cannot give what you are wanting to see. And what I mean by this is we're all at different levels. As human beings, we're all at different levels. I feel like I sound like I'm at like a, I sound like a psychiatrist or something, like a counselor, a therapist. I sound really smart right now, and I promise I'm not. I don't really know what I'm talking about. I promise I'm not. I'm smart. I just don't really know what I'm talking about. This is all like personal fucking opinion here and a little tiny bit of research and like other TikToks and shit that I watch. But for the most part, this is all me. So if it's not clicking, it's probably because I'm stupid. It's not your fault. So basically, as humans, we're all at different emotional levels, and these levels can be highly impacted by our childhood traumas, you know, our past, things that we've gone through, issues with friends, issues with past relationships, issues with siblings, issues with parents, literally any problems or issues or hurdles you've had to go through in your life. These things all build up, and you know, they stack on top of each other to create the person that you are today. Like our past is what shapes us, and it has such a heavy impact on how we're able to, you know, just live our day-to-day lives. So if you have kind of like a lot of shitty things in your past, and you've been hurt a lot, and you've gone through just like a bunch of shit, like maybe your parents are divorced, or maybe one of your parents cheated on the other, or maybe you've been cheated on, or maybe you've had a loss in the family or something that, you know, really affected you, that kind of requires you now to need more reassurance in relationships, to need more attention in relationships, to need just like more. You know what I mean? Like maybe you're fucked up, like you have trauma, and like you need a level 8. Like you need to receive level 8 attention and love and assurance in your relationship. You need a level 8 because you're pretty fucked up. Where this guy that you like, maybe he, you know, he's got his traumas. We all have some traumas, but like he had like a really solid upbringing. Like his parents are still together. He's never been cheated on. He's pretty happy generally, like whatever. He only needs like a level 3. Like he only needs level 3 support and communication and love and assurance, because like he just has always been, you know, very secure. He has secure attachment style. He's just breezing his way through life. He's happy, whatever. He needs level 3. You need level 8 to be happy and feel supported in a relationship. Right? This is where my gears started turning, bitch. I was like, oh my God, I never even like thought about it like this. So this brings me to the next point, the golden rule. What have we been taught since we were literal children, 2, 3, 4 years old? We were taught to treat people how we want to be treated. We were taught to, you know, give as much as we would like to receive. So in these circumstances, it applies just the same. Like this golden rule applies to relationships, friendships, you know, relationships with family members. It applies to everything. Treat people how you want to be treated. But if you are a person that has a lot of past traumas and you require a lot more in a relationship, and you require level 8 support, communication, reassurance, love, like you need a level 8, you're going to be willing to give 8. Because like if you're not willing to give 8 and you want to receive it, then that's just like not reasonable, and like you need to see the importance of like giving what you want to receive. But you know, you might be willing to give an 8, and you might be willing to pour your entire fucking love and soul and your heart into your partner, but your partner, or the person that you want to be your partner, is a level 3, bitch. He's a good person probably, and you know, he wants to be able to give you what you need, but he's a level 3. And that's just how he is. And he, you know, expects level 3 treatment, but that's also what he's giving, because, you know, usually you you live your life through your own perspective only. Like, most people can't open up their perspective to other people, which is crazy, but a lot of people just live just like through their own perspective and how they view the world and how they see things. So if this guy's like totally chilling and he's like, oh yeah, I just need like a level 3, he's not going to understand that you need a level 8, and he's not going to understand how to give you that level 8 treatment. You know what I mean? This makes so much sense to me, and I feel like it's not making sense the way that I'm explaining it, but it really does like do something. Like, it really does do something to me. People are usually only willing or even able to give what they would like to receive, because like, he's going to treat her how he wants to be treated, but his bare minimum might just be, you know, like kindness and like communication at like the bare minimum, and like, you know, he's used to everything going super smooth for him and not needing like a lot of like external support, but she does. She needs that. You know what I mean? I think there is cases and there is relationships where you guys can be at different emotional levels and have different past traumas and really get to a point where you can, you know, support that other person regardless of your own upbringing and everything like that. But I think it is super important to understand that you may need more than that person is willing or able to give. And that's not anything wrong with you, because you're totally gonna find somebody that's able to provide that for you. And that isn't like, oh my God, like my trauma has ruined me, like I'm too high maintenance of a person, I expect too much in relationships. Like, yes, those are things that you can work on, but that isn't to say that there's something wrong with you or like you're bad because you require a little bit more communication than this level 3 boy over here. You know what I mean? You will be able to find a person that is able to love you regardless of everything in your past and regardless of what you may need or not need in a relationship. Like, you will find that person. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, if he wanted to, he would. This fucking guy doesn't have the emotional capacity or the emotional intelligence or whatever the case may be to realize the things that you are asking for, or realize that the things that you may want, like, he needs to do. Like, he might not even fucking realize that. I just think you can't really be happy with somebody that you can't see eye to eye with on like an emotional level. And yes, like I said, you can work on it, and like, if you guys really love each other and you guys both care about getting to the point where you guys can like support each other and love each other how each person needs to be loved, then like, it can be great, and like, you just need to work on it. I don't know. I just feel like there's so many circumstances where girls feel like unworthy, or they feel like there's something wrong with them, or they feel that, you know, they're doing something wrong, and that's the reason that the guy they're interested in isn't, you know, showing interest in them or doing the things that they want them to do or putting in enough effort or whatever the case may be. And I think it's really important to realize that there is different levels to it, like to being a human and like being in a relationship. Like, there is different level humans to like very basic level fucking humans that are just like kind of dumb. They don't, like, we all have seen relationships where it's like, you guys are both stupid, and like, that works because they're both stupid. And like, they're both probably at the same emotional intelligence level, like all of that. Like, that's probably why it works out. But like, you are not too much. You're not unworthy. You're not doing anything wrong. It's like, you just haven't come across the right guy or the right person that is able to love you in the way that you want. And you shouldn't settle until you find that. And that's why I feel like if he wanted to, he would, doesn't really apply when it comes to bigger situations like that, or like bigger scenarios. Because when you really look into it, I might be the type of person that requires a high level of communication and support and love and whatever. And I might expect like 5 phone calls a day. I might expect a check-in at least once every hour. I might, you know, like, people expect different things and people want to receive different things. I might want, you know, flowers every single week, or I might need, you know, quality time, or I might need, you know, like, there's so many different things that I might need as a person. And then like, if the person I'm interested in doesn't also see eye to eye with that and understand that feeling of needing those things, he isn't going to be able to provide them, because he just doesn't understand that it's a necessity, because he doesn't have that feeling. I really, really hope that that made sense to you guys, because I feel like I was kind of all over the place, but to me, it really does make a lot of sense. Like, maybe the person you're interested in is just not capable of loving the person that you are, and that has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. You know what I mean? Like, it is their fault. And that's where, like, if he wanted to, he would. Like, yes, he could try. But even if he tries his fucking hardest to, like, meet your needs and understand them, he still, like, isn't going to understand because he's at a completely different level than you. And he might think that some of the things that you're requiring are stupid or, like, unnecessary because he isn't in the position where he cares and values the same things that you do in the same, like, way. You know? I hope that makes sense. But the next thing I want to move into is the fact that guys, men, even females, like any, we can't fucking read minds. You cannot expect your boyfriend or the guy that you're interested in or whoever it is to be able to read your mind because they can't do that. They literally cannot read minds, and we need to stop acting like it because I feel like it's setting us up for our own feelings to be hurt. Just because you see one TikTok on your For You page of some super sweet boyfriend getting his girlfriend flowers for no reason, you can't expect that when you're in a relationship now, that guy is just gonna automatically be thinking about getting you flowers for no reason or decorating your bedroom for Valentine's Day, you know, with the rose petals all over, with so many different flowers and chocolates and balloons and confetti and fucking banners. You can't expect every guy to even know that that's a thing. You know what I mean? Like, guys are so stupid and they tend to look at things from a very different standpoint than us girls do. They like to look at situations and look at things in general as like in terms of like usefulness. You know what I mean? Like, how can I use this hammer? How can I use this nail? How can I use this whatever to achieve a goal? Where girls, we like shit just because it's cute. We like shit because it makes us feel good because it looks pretty over there sitting on my dresser. I like shit because it's cute and it makes me feel good. Where guys, like, yes, there is some guys that care about aesthetics and care about things that are cute and shit like that. But a lot of guys don't. A lot of guys might think flowers are pointless. They might be like, okay, I'm gonna go spend $15 for something that's gonna sit on your dresser and die in a week. Like, that doesn't make sense to them. So they're not going to do it. Even though, like, you want them to, if you don't make it a point that you want them to get you flowers, they aren't going to get you flowers because they're going to look at them and be like, okay, those are fucking stupid. Like, I get it. Like, girls want them for some reason, but, like, I don't see the reason behind it. So, like, I don't really, whatever. But if you make it a point that you care about that and that is something that you would like to receive in a relationship and, like, that's something that's going to make you happy and, like, make your day and whatever, then they should care about it. Because they love you, and then they should do it. You know what I mean? But you can't just expect them without ever saying anything to be able to read your mind and be like, I want them to get me flowers for no reason. And yes, I think that guys should get girls flowers for no reason in relationships, and they should do cute little shit like that because it's the little things that matter. But some guys can't even comprehend that that's something that you would even care about. Like, they aren't watching your For You page and, like, being like, damn, like, I wish my boyfriend would get me flowers. Like, I wish my boyfriend would do this, or I wish, like, sometimes they don't even know that those things fucking exist. Like, they're literally dumb imbeciles. Like, something I keep seeing all over my For You page in the recent month is these boo baskets that boyfriends are making for their girlfriends. It's like a basket with like a blanket. It's like fall inspired, Halloween inspired. It's like fall treats and snacks and candles and slippers and cozy little shit like that girls would like for fall and for the Halloween season, everything like that. And it's the cutest fucking thing ever. You know what I mean? Like, who doesn't want their boyfriend to make that for them? But like, my boyfriend's For You page is not full of boo baskets. So he doesn't even fucking know what a boo basket is. And I can't just sit here in my room, in my bed and be like, damn, I wish my boyfriend would make me a boo basket because he can't fucking read my mind. So what did I do? I sent him the TikTok of somebody making a boo basket and I made him aware of it. And I was like, I'd really like one of these. And now if he doesn't make me a boo basket, I can beat his ass. But like, I can't just expect it and then get my feelings hurt if I never bring it up to him. And that's something that I feel like a lot of times, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to have to ask for it. I don't want to have to ask for flowers because it ruins the point. I don't want to have to ask for, you know, XYZ. But in the beginning of a relationship, like in the beginning when you guys are kind of learning each other still or like understanding each other and how you like to be treated and the things that you like to receive, you need to talk about those things because you can't expect them to read your fucking mind. Later on down the road in the relationship, you shouldn't have to ask for flowers anymore because you made it a point right in the beginning like, hey, I would really love if you would just, you know, bring me some flowers You know what I mean? Like, bring me some flowers for no reason. Like, that would really make me happy. And then they see how happy it makes you, and then they're going to go on to keep doing it down the road. And, like, that's the point. Like, I'm not trying to be like, you should have to beg your boyfriend or your significant other for flowers or for a boo basket or for, like, bare minimum little cutesy small things, right? You shouldn't have to beg for that. And that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that guys can't read your fucking mind. And sometimes you have to make it a point for them to understand and to be able to do something about it. You know what I mean? They can't just know. Like, there's no way that they're just gonna know that you want these things. Ask for them. And then down the road, they're going to be like, oh my God, I remember last year I made her a boo basket and she really loved it. Like, let me do it again. And then, like, that time you're not going to have to ask for it. You know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, you just can't expect everybody to be able to read your mind and then get disappointed and get butt hurt and get your feelings hurt when, like, you don't have a boo basket for fall. You know, sometimes it's necessary to ask for things and set expectations and, you know, tell them your desires. You can't just sit around and wait for them to read your mind and then be butthurt. And that's just the point that it is. Like, it's just, it's not realistic to think that every single guy is going to know all of the cute little things that you see all over TikTok and Pinterest. Like, that's not, when I go on my boyfriend's TikTok, it's like, I don't even know, like, alien shit and, like, I actually don't even know. It's, like, weird conspiracies and, like, scientific facts and stuff. Like, he's not on the same TikTok as me. It could be a completely different app at this point. He's not aware of all the cute shit that other people's boyfriends are doing. And, like, yes, he could take the initiative of, like, learning those things. But, like I said, guys are fucking stupid. Like, I love my boyfriend. He's the sweetest. But sometimes he is downright dumb. Like, his brain doesn't work like mine. And I'm like, dude, just, like, do something cute because it matters to me. And, like, that's where we'll have a conversation about it. And then down the road, he's going to do something because he knows that I care about it. But, like, he didn't know that I cared about it and before I talked to him about it. This episode was fucking annoying. I'm fucking annoying. I'm sorry. This episode was terrible. But I just want you guys to all understand that, yes, if he wanted to, he would. But sometimes guys are just dumb, and sometimes they don't have the bandwidth or the tools or the knowledge or the finances to be able to do these things that you are asking for or hoping for or whatever the case may be. You know, you might see a TikTok of, like, some girl talking about how her boyfriend, like, rented out a party bus, like, limousine for her birthday and, like, decorated the entire house and got, like, 30 people to come on this bus and, like, drink, and then they, like, went to a bar and he paid for everybody's shit. Like, if he wanted to, he would. Bitch, if he was rich, he would. You know what I mean? Like, this can't, it just, it doesn't apply in every situation. If a guy has the knowledge and the tools, he would. If he has the financial status, he would. But, like, just saying he wanted to, he would, isn't necessarily, I think, the best thing ever, because it's just not applicable in every situation. But then once again, if he wanted to, he fucking would. So I don't know if this helped. I don't want to, like, feed your delusions or, like, support your deluluness, because I don't want you to, like, put up with, you know, wasting your time with, like, a shitty guy that doesn't care about you and that's, like, super mixed signals, like, doesn't know what he wants, like, doesn't know how to treat you right. Like, I don't want you to put up with that just because, like, oh, maybe he hasn't come to terms with the fact that he has feelings for me, or maybe I just, whatever, but this, but that. Like, you know what you deserve. And a lot of people like to think that they deserve less, and they like to downplay the amazing person that they are, and they like to accept shitty behavior from shitty people, and they don't think that they're deserving of love. But you guys are all deserving of love. You're all deserving of a great partner who cares about you and who wants you and who's going to put effort into you. So don't settle for pieces of shit. But I just wanted to come on here and just talk about this, not even as, like, I guess from an advice standpoint, but also just from, like, explaining kind of more to it, because sometimes there is more to it. But yeah, this episode was insane. I love how this one was, like, outlined and planned out and scripted or whatever I said, and it actually was, like, worse and, like, made less sense than my other episodes that aren't outlined at all. But I hope you guys enjoyed. I feel like I didn't make sense, but it is what it is, and I leave for Europe soon. Oh my God, the next episode you guys listen, the next episode that's coming out, I'm going to be in Europe. I might be in Europe when this goes up. Oh my God, I'm going to be in Europe when this goes up. I'm going to be just getting to London, y'all. Oh my goodness. Okay, I love you guys so much. I will see you and talk to you in the next episode when I am in Europe. Okay, love you. Bye.